It's great to be able to talk to you about your boss, the person who has managed you over the years. A minute to think about, who's your ideal boss? What characteristics would your ideal boss have? Ideal boss is somebody under whose management you would do your best work. Somebody under whose management your work would be most enjoyable and productive. Who has been your best boss? What about your worst boss? Your worst boss, the boss who has managed you in the least enjoyable way and under whom your work has been least productive. I remember Toastmasters, my worst boss. My worst boss was critical of my work output. Not quick enough, not detailed enough, not written in the best possible way. You need to change it. Critical of my style, my communication style, working with other people. Oh no, that's not the right way to speak to this person, that person. You need to shorten your phone calls. Thirdly, critical of my overall value. Are you really worth it? Do you produce enough value? Don't assume that you'll always be working here. Oh, it was a kind of nightmare to be self-employed. To have this internal critic managing me all the time. If you have had the experience of being self-employed, you will know what it's like to feel that you're not quite good enough. Now, my best, or at least a lot better, boss was when I went to work for the National Trust in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. In that organisation, a not-for-profit organisation, my boss was complimentary of my output. Terrific. Lots and lots of compliments about the standard of the work, the quality of the work. He greatly admired my style of interacting with people, placed a lot of emphasis on how good I was at establishing rapport, what great reports he'd received. And thirdly, praised me and said that the organization was fortunate to have me. The contrast was phenomenal. Afterwards, I began to think about a simple question: which would I prefer? And of course, it was lovely to go in the morning and have an office given to you, have paper given to you, have pens given to you, not to have to pay for phone calls, to have a car provided, never to have to worry at all about where the next job was coming from, never to have to worry about my salary. It was all provided. Everything was given to me. Once upon a time, by the way, in Toastmasters, everything in our education program was given to you. Here's the book. Here's the order in which to do the projects. There's only one book. You don't have to think. We've done thinking for you. We know what you need to develop yourself. And then I thought, what about pathways in Toastmasters? Nobody tells you what to do. Nobody tells you which direction to go in. Which path? Are you into leadership? Are you into communications? Are you going for humor? Are you going for visionary this? What are you going in? All you're given is you can do anything you like, in any order you like. Any order you like. You don't have to start with speech number one. Then go on to speech number two. Do you remember the Competent Communicator manuals, which gave you 10 speeches to do in order? Nobody ever asked you, what's your starting point? What are your learning needs? If you came into Toastmasters from the outside with a huge amount of communication experience and a huge amount of leadership experience, you got exactly the same learning program as somebody who was a nervous wreck, a social isolationist. You were both expected to do the same thing, and nobody was even interested in your starting point. You weren't encouraged to even reflect on your starting point. And there's the difference between being self-employed, where you have all of this internal management. Are you doing the right thing? Are your priorities right? Are you going to keep to the deadline? How could you be better? Ooh, other people are actually better than you. How could you learn to be better? And the other one, which is, we know best. We'll tell you what to do. We'll give you your project and we will measure you, your productivity. So Toastmasters, think about the reality of all these conversations that are going on around clubs around the world. Oh, the Competent Communicator manual is better. It's all there in front of you. You just have to do it. And this pathways thing that is asking you, what do you need to learn? Which direction do you need to go in? Perhaps Project 5 would be better for you than Project 2. In other words, you have the total responsibility for your own self-development on top of you, within you, the way it is when you're self-employed. My argument is that as adults going forward into the world today, self-development, self-determination, and self-leadership are the qualities that are needed for you and for those around you. Being compliant, being subservient, just having to accept the gift of security is not enough for the modern world. Go for pathways and don't pay any more attention to competent leadership education or competent communication education, because it's your empowerment that you're dealing with. Back to you, Toastmaster.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. That's probably the best defense of pathways that I have ever heard. And it does make perfect sense. It does make perfect sense that we have the ability now to determine our own way, our own pathway, so to speak.